Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kasalj with another interview for you with a health professional. So today I have Bill Hume, and I'm never sure if I get his name right, but I'll get Bill to introduce himself and let us know how to properly say his name.
Hi, Rick. My name is Bill Hume, founder of William Hume Method, Advanced Clinical Trigger Point.
Okay. And so, Bill, you focus in on trigger points. So maybe you can explain to us what is a trigger point, and with the language of, like, what wording do you use when it comes to explaining it to your client?
Well, what I tell my clients that trigger points are nodules that form in muscle tissue. When these nodules form, the muscle ceases to function normally. So it will not build mass when exercised, and other muscles will start to fail because now the muscle that's involved is not functioning normally. The trigger point has to be removed. There's different methods of removing it. The method that I subscribe to is the compression method, ischemic compression. So I'm going to push on the trigger point. It generates some pain. As I remove my finger or thumb from that point, it allows fresh oxygenated blood to get to the source. And what we endeavor to do is remove that knot with that method. The muscle returns to normal, and then they can carry on with whatever routine they're wanting to kick off on.
And some people might say that you're anti-rehab or anti-exercise. Maybe you can clarify your stance when it comes to exercise and rehab with a client that has trigger points.
Sure. Yeah, and actually that's I've heard those words mentioned a couple times. Some of my clients will say, so you're against exercising. That's not true, and that's one of the biggest things I want to make clear to my clients and to fitness and rehab professionals. The problem I have with exercise is a lot of times there are trigger points present in muscle. And innocently, because many trainers, rehab specialists, do not get any information on trigger points in their curriculum. So they're blissfully unaware that these nodules are in the muscle causing a problem and slowing down or causing failure for the rehab. So it might sound like I'm against it, but what I want to make clear is that all I want is to make sure that people check for trigger points. If the client or the athlete is not getting better, check for these trigger points. If they're there, then they have to be removed. Then the muscle will function normally, and you can build mass, you can get a good rehab going, the pain will subside, and everybody's happy and everybody wins. There is a recommended protocol for this, though.
Okay, so I have a client, and I'm rehabbing them, and I see that they're not getting much better. What would be the steps that I would take so you and I could work together to help this client overcome their injury?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and I'll see if I can put this down clearly for you here. So your client now is not responding to normal therapy or rehab methods that you're using. So the protocol, what I recommend would be to check. Now you would check the related muscles for trigger points. Now, particularly if it's a shoulder issue, you're going to check the sit muscles. So that's your four rotator cuff muscles. And
Okay. Well, great information on, you know, what a trigger point is, how exercise fits in, and the steps that one should take to overcome injury when there are trigger points present. Now, do you have any last-minute tips for fitness professionals that are listening?
What I would suggest is follow their protocol that they're used to. If their client is complaining of exacerbation of the problem, then I would highly recommend that they at least check for trigger points. If they are to take the workshop that we offer, this will give them a good idea of how to at least assess. I'm not trying to train people on how to be trigger point experts in these workshops, but just give them an idea of how they can assess it and how they work, and then go from there. Talk it over with their client, and if trigger points are a problem, get them resolved, and then get on with your rehab program.
Okay, and Bill, where can people get more information about yourself?
They can check my website, www.triggerpoint.ca, or they can email me at info@triggerpoint.ca, and I'm happy to answer any questions. I get questions from all over the world on trigger points. I'm always happy to spend a little bit of time and hopefully help people get off in the right direction.
Excellent. And fitness professionals, Bill runs 3 different courses for fitness professionals when it comes to trigger points. Understanding trigger points to overcome pain is kind of an introductory course to trigger points. And then those that are interested in getting more information when it comes to trigger points, then he has 2 courses called Hands-On, Trigger Point for Lumbar, Hip, Buttocks, and Groin Issues. And the second one is Hands-On, Trigger Point for Shoulder and Migraine Issues. So thank you very much for listening to the interview. We will talk to you very soon, and we will see you on the blog exercisesforinjuries.com. This is Rick Kasalich signing off. Take care, and bye-bye.